And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 16th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote the lines, "Were you ever out in the great alone when the moon was awful clear and the icy mountains hemmed you in with the silence you most could hear, with only the howl of a timber wolf and you camped there in the cold, a half-dead thing in a stark dead world, clean mad for the muck called gold." The Canadian poet Robert Service, born in Preston, England, 1874, he was working for the Canadian Bank of Commerce in the Yukon Territory when he wrote that and his other famous poems of the Yukon. It was on this date in 1605, Book One of Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes was published, about the middle-aged landowner from a village in La Mancha, stays awake at night reading books about chivalry, forgets to eat and sleep, believes the stories are true, and sets off on his skinny horse in a heroic quest to resurrect old-fashioned chivalry and heroism in the modern world. It's the birthday of the poet and memoirist Mary Carr, born in Groves, Texas, 1955. Had a rough childhood, grew up in a small town, alcoholic parents, her mother mentally ill. Mary Carr, author of 4 books of poetry and also best-selling memoirs, The Liar's Club in 1995, and 2 more, Cherry and Lit. Mary Carr, who said, "Memoir is not an act of history, but an act of memory, which is innately corrupt." And it's the birthday of the food writer Ruth Reichel, born in New York City, 1948, whose mother loved to cook but was terrible at it. Ruth Reichel remembered, "My mother really would make these dreadful concoctions. She really prided herself on something called everything stew, where she would take everything in the refrigerator, all the leftovers, and put them all together. One day I was watching her put in leftover turkey and broccoli and a little can of mushroom soup, and she's throwing things in, and half an apple pie goes in. In defense, I started cooking because I didn't want to eat that." Ruth Reichel, who became a great cook, a restaurant critic, and for 10 years the editor of Gourmet magazine. Here's a poem for today by Leo Dangle, entitled "His Elderly Father as a Young Man." "This happened before I met your mother. I took Jenny Johansson to a summer dance, and she sent me a letter, a love letter, I guess, even if the word love wasn't in it. She wrote that she had a good time and didn't want the night to end. At home she lay down on her bed, but stayed awake, listening to the songs of morning birds outside her window. I read that letter 100 times and kept it in a cigar box with useless things I had saved, a pocket knife with an imitation pearl handle and a broken blade, a harmonica I never learned to play, 1 cufflink, an empty rifle shell. When your mother and I got married, I threw the letter away. If I had kept it, she might wonder. But I wanted to keep it, and even thought about hiding places, maybe in the barn or the tool shed. But what if it were ever found? I knew of no way to explain why I would keep such a letter, much less why I would take the trouble to hide it." A poem by Leo Dangle, "His Elderly Father as a Young Man," from Home from the Field, published by Spoon River Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.